morning, Genesis Landscape.
Oh, is this Deborah?
Yes, John. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Doing good.
Oh my gosh, I feel like we always played like phone tag or something, you know? Scheduling
yeah,
was
sorry,
going
it's
off.
Been crazy. Yeah, it's been crazy around here. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. Same thing over here. So I apologize on my part.
No problem. Okay, so
what we got? I didn't get to talk to Jeff, really. Do we need him here as well?
And he's, this isn't really like his area, so.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, we talked about it. I'm like, let me just finish up with this and we'll get this going, so.
Okay. I kind of figured, I was like, I don't know.
His plate anyway, so.
Yeah. No,
one less thing
right.
He's got to worry about.
There you go. Yep.
So, let's see, the package, how much was it again a month?
$249 for the promotional rate, and it stays like that for the life of you guys being with us, too. Okay.
And it was, like, monthly, correct?
Correct, month to month. And already included on the notes here as well, too. Facebook ads, our target marketing ads, are going to be included in the package along
for
with the website.
For those really quick, do you come up with the Facebook ads, or how does that work?
So what I'll do is, first of all, I got to ask you too, upon signing up, I set up a technician call. I can do it as early as tomorrow if you'd like. Kind of give you some time to gather some pictures, things like that, color schemes, ideas. But they will go over and they'll have most of that for you though. But I think the more you give them, the more better they can make it tailored to your company, I guess you can say. They'll set that up. They'll talk to you about how often you want those ads put out there, how you want it to look, things like that as well.
Okay, so they do usually come up with ads. Because the only thing that we have run into in the past is that when they have produced an ad for us, it really has nothing to do with our region. So, like, they would advertise this, like, a certain kind of grass seed, and we're like, yeah, you can't even plant that here in the South. Like, that doesn't work. And so it would be just, like, completely off. And it's like, yeah, it sounds great and wonderful, and you might be getting people to click onto our, like, information. However, they're going to call me up and want this kind, and we're like, yeah, that doesn't work here. So that's one problem we've run into. And then I would just give them pictures of work we've done and then just kind of come up with, like, just a quick, wording, whatever, and then they would just post those. So would something like that work every once in a while?
Works.
Or okay. Okay.
1,000%, yeah. What we suggest, though, is keep it, like, up to date. I would say we could do that once a week for those ads, and I think that's even a little – in my eyes, I don't know, maybe it's different for you, but in my eyes, that's too much, to be honest, because you kind of want to be able to gauge what's working, what's not, too, you know?
Right.
Maybe
twice
a
month, would that work?
That's what I would do, personally. Again, that's my personal opinion, though, so – But you
No, that's
you can't,
fine. That's what we were doing before, and I think it was enough. It wasn't too much that it was, like, way too much work for us, but then also keeping our name out there.
And just let them know. I could put that in the notes, too, because they will bring that up with you. You know, hey, how often do you want these ads? How do you want it to look? And what type of target? Like, I'm going to go over a few things here with you right now, but so that way when they do talk to you, they're not starting from scratch, right? They know exactly how to help your company. They'll even put some keywords in the algorithms to see if there's any other further ones that might help you guys out better, but they will go over that with you, so.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What other questions you got for me?
What was the other stuff that we were going to do? Like, will we link it for Facebook? Will it also link, can we link it up to our LinkedIn and our Instagram?
So we don't update or, do anything for any other social medias just because.
Okay.
It's just a lot of work with so much little return comparison to Facebook and websites. But we can put the links there for you guys. It's just we're not going to be able to touch that much. So.
Okay. So, like, if somebody wanted to go, like, follow us on Instagram or whatever, they could. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about that. Okay.
We'll put those links in your website as well, too. I think that's very important to show that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then, Deborah, so I'm not accepting payment at this exact moment, but I do need to make sure the rule is for our company here is whoever's name that is on the card that's paying for the service is the one that needs to be the account holder. Whose name would that be on there?
So account holder meaning who you're going to be talking to, or because we
the
have
account will
it's
be
the
under.
Same. Yeah, it'll be. I mean, we have my card. We can use or we can use Jeff's, like
okay.
either one. But
I'd rather do it with yours because I'm talking to
that's
you
fine.
With you on the phone, and then I'm going to make sure. The reason I say that is because we'll do a voice verification where everything's recorded. It's
okay.
a protection for you. I'm not taking a no for an answer. I'm sorry. I'm going to put the pricing in there, even tell you, knock on wood, if you ever decided to part ways, there's no cancellation fees, everything. I tell you how to do that on that. Okay.
Perfect.
So I believe I have everything here. The only thing I just want to double check on this part, business name, because this is for Google. I want to make sure if it can screw things up big time. So
did I tell you we got Google back up and running?
Did you really? No, I did not know
we
that.
Did, yes. So I finally, they did approve it. It was like 2 days after I talked to you last. They did approve it. And then I did see that it was like up and running. Like it looks like last week. But my only problem is when they linked back our reviews, like all my responses weren't there. So I did kind of respond to a couple of them, but then I was like, oh my God, there's like 37 on here. I don't really feel like going through and doing this. And some of them were from a couple of years ago. And I'm like, okay, that's just weird. But, but everything seemed to be okay. And it was up and running and I was happy and pleased about that. But my problem is, and this is maybe where y'all can help me with this, is like, I couldn't get my logo put back on there. I couldn't
kind
of stuff. I couldn't,
right.
It wouldn't let me. I don't know what I was doing, so
okay.
I have no problem with that. But, I mean, everything seemed to be there. Yeah, okay, yeah. Everything seemed to be there, so that was a plus.
I'm looking at everything in here. Now, the thing, what I'm showing, though, is as it's Genesis Landscape Contracting and Design, Inc. That's
it
the
is.
Name of the
That's
company.
Our official
okay.
name, yes.
Okay, let me put that there. I'm looking at it. And actually, it looks like you responded to quite a few reviews, though, so that's really good. I don't know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, right. I saw that, and then I'm like, I can't, I'm done. I was tapped out for the day.
Oh, I hear you on that. All right. Now, I want to make sure I have this part correct, because, again, we're not going to showcase this, because I remember speaking to you about it, but the business address, I have 4500 Hobbs Hill Drive.
Correct.
28215 is the zip code?
Yes.
Okay, and then one other thing. I do see you have a website already on LinkedIn on this as well.
Yes.
Talk to me about this. Are we developing a brand new one for you using the same domain, or would you?
I want to keep. Yeah, I definitely wanted to keep the domain. So that the domain is with Midphase. That's what I couldn't remember the last time we spoke. So it's with Midphase, and I'd like to keep it with them if I can, you know, and just pay my yearly thing to them and be done. But then, yeah, I do want y'all to be able to. Like gain the control of the, you know, the access or whatever for the website so that we can add extra pictures if we need to or tweak it or whatever. So I don't know how we need to do that. Cause right now it's currently with ThriveWorks and they're the ones that I can't stand. Like we need to be gone with them.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So then that domain is yours though. All right. We're good. Now I know who you're talking about. Okay, cool. So let's do this. Let's set up the technician call before I lose any spots here. Like I said, I could set up as early as tomorrow though. Do you have an hour window to speak with them for that?
Yeah, let me look really quick because I know I'll be gone in the morning, but in the afternoon might actually work. Tomorrow's the first. Jeez.
Yeah, it's already the first.
That's crazy. Yeah, if we can do like... Let's see, 11. Maybe, like, anything, like, 2:30 on would probably work. I should be back.
2:30 on, okay. That might work out. Let's see here. I could do, like, 3 to 4. Oh, let me see, no.
If not, we can do Monday.
4 to 4. I have a few of them. I'm just trying to kind of play with it here because it goes by the hour. I can't even do it by like 9:30 or 10, you know, or 4:30.
Yeah,
like
gotcha.
4 to 5 type of thing.
Okay.
But I do have the open, literally like 4 to 5. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how well I'll be on my game, but.
I'll put it this way. I mean, if it's taking too long or you need to reschedule, they'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay? Just got to communicate with them because that's all we're asking for. Please let us know if things are right. All right, cool. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a Google invite, and I'm going to send that same invite to our team. All right, all you need to
Can they use my personal email, though?
Yeah, of course. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Only because he's delete happy. So when it goes to Genesis Landscape, he's delete happy. So I usually try to do it from my personal just because then I know it won't get deleted because I never delete anything, unfortunately.
Oh, my God, Deborah, you crack me up every time. All right, so I'm going to do this. What is your email then?
Mine is D-N-Y-E.
Uh-huh.
1977
at Gmail. Oh, nice and easy. I love it. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send it to that email. Uno momento. Sorry, my Spanish is horrible, even though I'm half Puerto Rican. All right. Here we go. okay. And, oh, what phone number would you like them to reach out to, though? That's the confusing part for me.
Okay, so is it going to be, if it's a Google invite, do I need to do, is it going to be online at all, or is it just going to be over the phone?
No, just on the phone. Like, you don't even have to be in front of your computer. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then let's just do the business number again, because then that way I have good reception. Cause sometimes my reception doesn't work well in the building.
No worries. Okay. Did you ever get that the text message thing figured out? I remember it was like having some issues last time.
What text message?
I remember, like, when I was texting your phone, like, I had to text the company phone or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing, but I knew it was, like, an issue.
If you did the 6992,
yeah.
If you did that one, that's a landline.
Oh, okay. That's probably why. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that would probably be why. So that's a landline. Then I think Jeff left you an email with his cell phone number.
That's where I'm all messed up on. Okay, all right.
Yeah, that must be, yeah. Yeah.
Is his cell phone?
If we can just do the 0431 number. Yeah, that's his yours. Cell phone.
Oh, that's his?
That's his.
Okay.
That's his.
Is there, for today, just for right now, I can delete the number afterwards if it's right with you, but I do need a number so that way, because I like to keep my promises. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email,
yeah,
even
that
after
would be
the
great.
Payment.
So use my text, that's fine. So that's 704.
Okay.
309-6056.
56, perfect. All right, thank you. All right, I sent that email. Let me know once you got it, though. And again, don't do anything further than just hitting yes on there, okay? And I'm going to put a reminder for them.
Yes, I have it.
All right.
Do I need it? Okay, add a calendar?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's here. Okay, got it. Did it work on your end?
It did. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you. That's a lot faster than most customers. Oh, you'd be surprised.
really, at this point. Nothing surprising me.
All right, so hold on. Why did it go at that time, though? Let me see here. Am I tripping? It went to...
What's wrong?
I might have to resend you one just because it kind of went upward. Let me double check on that. What happened there? That guy always do a triple check. Okay. What's the type there? What happened there? Hey, I'm going to resend that one to you if that's okay.
I have to
make sure.
Does it
say the time frame too?
Let me double check this. The day before at 4:30 by email. No, I don't see it with the time frame. Like I put it on mine,
right?
But
yeah, that's weird.
What happened there?
Okay, let me put. There we go. Okay, I'm gonna resend it to you. I'm so sorry. I just rather be safe than sorry than these guys not calling, like, what happened? You know what I mean? So that won't
work.
Yeah. Okay. That was awkward. Okay, I'm sending it now.
Okay, good.
Yep. And it should be Pacific Standard Time for them, so it'll be 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock your time, though, okay?
Okay. 4 to 5 Eastern Standard. Yeah, got it.
Perfect. So yes. Okay. Yes, please. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I think I checked again. Right.
Yes. Did that work?
Yes, it did. All right. Beautiful. Okay. Next parts. These are things I'm pretty much going to be confirming a little quick. So, because I already, now I can see your Google Business profile. Kind of
okay.
Worked out as
okay,
well,
good.
Too. Did you want to keep the time frame Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturday, 9 to 12?
Yes.
Okay. Amazing. And then, Barra's contact number. Now, who do you want them to, and how do you want them to contact for customers to you guys?
They need, well, is this for the website, or is this for?
This is for Google and pretty much all your directories. So I want to make sure that if they're reaching out, they have the way or the correct person to reach out to.
Okay. So if they can, like have the office number, which is that 6992 number.
Okay.
And then email, like we have done where they can just reach out and email us. But when they do email us, like we've been, there was a problem with the Thrive. At first they would like send it through. So every email that would come through, if they had gone through the website, it would show up as like you couldn't just reply to that email. Does that make sense?
What?
So like I would have to, yeah, it was, I hated it and I was like, no, y'all need to fix this. So then it would show, it wouldn't show up as John. Is your last name CO?
Yeah.
That,
so
it is,
yeah.
It really is,
yep.
SEO.
It really is. Yep.
That is just hilarious. Okay. So it wouldn't show up as your name at all. It would just show up as like, from Thrive or whatever, an email, and then we would see the Thrive and know it was like a customer, but then, and it would have their information, the questions that we would ask, like, I would want to know your name, I want to know what kind of projects you're looking, you know, to do,
right.
And then your contact information. And so they would give me like their address and their telephone number, but then from there I would have to then create a new email to like actually respond to them. It was a pain in the ass. So instead of like actually John going through my website, emailing me saying, this is what I want. And then when I would reply, I could just go straight to your email. Well, they had a, yeah, it was just a pain in the ass. So I want to make sure that when we do email that one, they email me and give me all my information that I'm going to ask for, kind of like a contact, you know, form. And then I want to be able to just, I want to see it come up as John, you know, your last name, CO. And then, okay, then if we're like back and forth with our emails, I can find you easier than having to go through 20 different Thrive emails trying to figure out which one was John.
Oh my gosh.
It was just a pain in the ass. Yeah. I mean, it's been I'm telling you, this company has just, yeah, I probably have a lot of gray hairs now.
I'm getting gray hairs. Hear it.
Okay, so email would be
Whoa.
Fine, and
okay.
that's ideal because for him, it's probably better than people like texting him all the time. And then once he like establishes, like, okay, I'm meeting John on Saturday, then you know, here's my cell phone, and then y'all can text back and forth. But he would much rather give it out than at that be like a, you know, a big platform. Like, here's my cell phone, just text me. Because then his phone blows up all day long, and he's literally in the field working. Yeah, exactly. So email, at least he can answer them back at, you know, work, like lunch or whatever.
Awesome. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Answer for that one.
No, you're fine. So my question for you is the email that I have, the Genesis Landscape Contracting at gmail.com, is that the one you want these customers to still email, right?
Yes, and that's the one that's linked to our website.
Okay, good. Because I was like, man, this is, if it's going to have to do that type of issue, I would highly suggest to change that up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow. All
well, right. The company before that never had an issue. It was just this new company, so.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I already have everything else here. The business is licensed and insured. I know that. I want to put some keywords in here for right now. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but we don't have to put everything.
Fine.
But the main stuff is important just so that our team doesn't talk to you tomorrow like, who are you and how do we help you, right?
Yes, exactly.
So let's get some main ones. Obviously, landscaping and design, but
but a main one, like ones? He really likes to focus on drainage. That seems to be a good thing for him is drainage.
Oh, okay, all right. And then what else will we get in here?
He does drainage. He does like pavers, like patios. So hardscapes.
Okay, hardscapes.
Or like outdoor living, you know, where you have like the patios, the fireplaces, like the outdoor kitchens, like that kind of stuff, yeah. So I'm not quite sure like what people would actually look it up as. Like they might not know it's a paver, you know. But then because I work with it all the time.
And that's why I'm asking, because you know the lingo, and I'm putting it in, and then that way tomorrow when our techs call you, they're like, hey, listen, we put these in the algorithms. These ones will probably work better. Do you want to use it? Like that type of thing. So,
yes.
They'll help you with that. I put all of it so far. Hardscapes, pavers, drainage, outdoor living, outdoor kitchens.
like retaining walls, he does that.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Sod, he does sod. Aeration, like seeding.
Mm-hmm. Aeration.
Fertilization. He does not like lawn maintenance, like mowing.
Okay,
lawn.
I won't put
so
that there.
That's one thing we try not to put, but like he'll go out and he'll like do your maintaining of your lawn, like if you need seed and fert, like you know the four times a year or whatever, he does that kind of stuff.
Okay, all right. And then I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna put in parentheses. Wants to add more. That way they bring it up to you. Boom. Okay, I think we're good here. Like I said, real quick on that part. Now the next part, what I'm gonna do is the voice verification where everything's recorded.
Okay.
I will ask a few questions just to verify on the recording here, so try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason, Deborah, you have any questions or concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask, because that's what I'm here for, okay? I'll be happy.
Do you need my credit card number now?
After this part, yes. Not, I'd rather do this before.
But not for the recording part. Okay.
Not for the recording, exactly. Yep. All right.
Okay.
So let me get this ready for you. Boom. Okay. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Genesis Landscape Contracting and Design Incorporated.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Deborah Nye, Vice President.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user or on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that, actually. Deborah, as you know, there are some crazy people out there, so I want to make sure you're really protected. After this recording, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in from here on, you'll know it's us calling because we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer, all right? Just don't forget your own answer. I don't want you to have your own account.
Yeah, now
okay.
I got to think about, like, a good one.
We'll come back to it. Don't worry. I want to make sure you get this going. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on February 29th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 29th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. I will provide that to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, I just want to make sure protected on the pricing and everything there. That 877 number is the same number that's on my email, my direct line, without the extension.
Okay.
All right. I would save that as local splash, because that's from here on, they're going to be calling from that number.
Okay.
All right. While you're doing that, I'm going to set this next part up. For security questions, we only get, you can choose one. We're pretty generic, to be honest, though, but you can make up any answer you want. Just make sure you don't forget it. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city that we were born in.
Okay. Oh, now it's another thing. I need to put Jeff as an authorized user on this, right? On this account?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad I just remembered that here. And now for the answer, again, this will never change, okay?
Okay.
So what would that answer be?
The city I was born in, Charlotte.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. And is there any particular way you want me to spell this or anything, or just the same way as...
Yeah, same way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead and put this in. Now, again, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't ask that security question or they give out your answer or something like that, hang up the phone, call the 877 number. That's how you'll know it's us. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Last part. On the card that we're using today, you said it was your first name and last name, right? And then is it to the same billing address, though?
Ouch. It is.
Okay. And then let me know what kind of payment method we're using today. Is it Master, Visa, American Express?
It is MasterCard.
Right. Now, Deborah, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 5526-3272-1276-0236.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
0725.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
955.
All right. And before I process any payment here, now you know I'm not lying to you, like, we really got you at a nice promotional rate, so I want to refresh it like 3 times, if you don't mind, just so that way it stays that way in the system here.
Okay.
Okay, we're looking good. Let me go ahead and process the payment of only $249. Please stay on the phone with me. All right, I want to make sure you get through text and email here. And it should be going through shortly.
Sorry.
Was that like a text message, Lauren?
That's my dad. That's actually my dad entering back into his house. Because my mom she had Alzheimer's, and so she was a runner, and so we would have to, like, make sure it wasn't just that Ring camera. It wasn't, like, my Ring camera, and so that I had to do, like, a specific one so I would know, oh, shoot, I got to look at this one, make sure it's not my mom reading. So that's the only way. And I never know when it's going to go off. So, yeah, that was them entering back in. But let's see.
Wow.
Card alert. I got a card alert from my bank, but I haven't got anything from you guys yet.
Okay. All right. Soon as you do, let me know. Whether it's the text one or the email, they both go to the same spot, but I want to make sure I direct you so you can see the breakdown of everything we discussed.
Oh, wait. Right? This might be it.
Okay.
Thanks for treating. Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it from you guys.
Okay. Now, in here... If it's the text, then it'll have a link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms or something like that.
Yes. Do I need to do that?
Yes. Click that for me. In here is your breakdown of everything we discussed. Okay?
Okay.
Now, best part about it is out of your $249 month-to-month, not additionally, you'll see under Facebook, there's like an asterisk. I can never say that word right. That's where it shows that we're going to put 100 of those dollars to your ads already. So you're not having to worry about paying an extra fees or anything of that nature. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, there are other subscriptions of, or I should say packages that you can upgrade to. If you ever decide to do that, please let me know. I don't want you paying the normal rates. You'll never have to do that from here on. Okay? I can apply the same promotional rate. But you would have to let me know. All right. Read through it carefully. Take your time. Once you see everything's in there, at the very bottom, there's 2 checkboxes everybody misses because they're so small.
I see those.
Yeah, and then you're just going to type in first and last name, And that's going to be the last step. Let me know where it takes you after that.
So then the, like, domain fee, what is that going to be?
Nothing. That's a My Site. If you're reading anything on the under My Site on there, that's okay. Our extravagant websites. Like, that has e-commerce. It has crazy stuff that's $2,500 for that website on there. That's not what we're doing for you.
Okay, you so I can at least, there. I can still keep it with the mid-phase
people.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's everything. So then just type my name in. Mm-hmm. As it appears below. Okay. I think you just have me as an I.
Did I spell it wrong?
I don't know. Oh, no, you didn't. No, you got it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, now I have to do a username?
Oh, nope. So that's right there is your dashboard. That's where that's your next best friend. I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
You can, if we're developing a new website for you and everything like that as well, under that domain, you'll be able to access there. You can update it and add pictures, all that stuff.
I need to do this now, or do I do this with them tomorrow?
No.
Or?
Yeah, I have the login and password for you. I don't want to give that to you because right now, obviously, we did not build it yet, right? So, tomorrow
so
they
I can
will
back out
to
of this.
Exactly. Yep. You're all set.
Okay.
And then, for Jeffrey's name, is it spelled Jeffrey or I'm horrible at spelling?
Rey.
Okay.
Rey.
Okay. Cool. Let me go ahead and put him as the authorized user in here. Just let him know too if our team ever contacts him or anything like that. They have to ask that security question, okay? It's very important. You guys get used to that. Okay, cool. All right. This is all done here. Congratulations, Deborah. Welcome
Thanks.
To the family. Yeah, I told you I was going to say that. All right, we're going to take
perfect.
Care of you guys. Please
okay,
let good. Me know or let our team know if you have to reschedule. We'll go ahead and do that for you, okay?
Okay. All right, perfect.
All right.
And then do I know who will be the one calling tomorrow or no?
I don't even know at the moment right now. But they will give you like a reminder or two, an hour before.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
great.
Deborah.
Well, I look forward to this and hopefully everything will work out and get him some more business and he's good to go.
It will. I know you guys will do just fine. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.